Lord, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead us. Let them bring us to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then we will go to your altar, O God, to you, our exceeding joy. And we will praise you with the harp, O God, our God. Amen. Now know that God has sent his light and truth. He has sent his own Son, who not only invites you, but claims you. He has sent his holy word, which not only demands oil or faith for your lamp, but through the Holy Spirit gives it to you in great abundance. You who have doubted this, or you who have chosen another way, you are forgiven your sins. Amen. Have you ever been invited to a grand party? I can tell you that as a child or an adolescent, personal invitations to adult parties are rare. And so I'll never forget my U14 summer soccer coach back in the day when he invited our whole soccer team to his wedding and wedding reception. The wedding was at Trinity Lutheran Church in Moorhead, Minnesota, and the reception was at the Days Inn Meal and Dance, right next to the 1970s Circa swimming pool. And there we were, the Moorhead U14 soccer team, awkward adolescent boys, celebrating that festive day. Since then, I've been to grander functions, bigger, fancier. But something stands out about this particular wedding day of our soccer coach in my memory. He invited us, unlikely guests, and that was special. I felt honored to be invited, and I was happy to be there, and it still makes me smile. I remember many weddings that I've been to, but this one stands out above many others. This is how Jesus starts setting the scene in Matthew 25 when he says the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 bridesmaids, or some translations say virgins, who took their lamps to wait with the bride for the groom. And they were more than invited to this wedding. They were part of the wedding party, an important part. No doubt they were all together, these bridesmaids and the bride, doing their hair, makeup, making sure they looked their best. I'm sure there were some mirrors around in anticipation of this great celebration. For some years, my Sunday school classroom at First Lutheran Church in Fargo was a bridal room. It was a room set apart for the brides and bridesmaids waiting for their coming hour, for the wedding, for their getting ready. And also, apparently, it was for 7th and 8th graders to hear about Jesus on Sundays. Little did I know, sitting there as a 7th grader, that my own bride and her bridesmaids would use the very same room to get ready for our wedding years later. But the room was fancy. Beautiful chairs, nice wallpaper, and a big mirror, of course, with which to do hair and makeup, I suspect, though I've never actually been in the room when it's used in that way. So is the setting for our parable this day. But it doesn't take long, not long at all, in fact, for Jesus to get into this parable and for the story to take a turn for the worse. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like this, except 5 of the 10 bridesmaids didn't bring extra oil for their lamps. You see, they needed oil because they were not just going upstairs to the sanctuary. Once the groom arrived, the whole wedding party would parade across town to his family's place for the celebration. And there were no street lights in that day. If it was night, they needed their own lamps, which needed oil. And the groom apparently was taking his sweet old time and didn't get there until midnight. Yet at the last minute, half of the bride's party realized they needed oil. Now I can tell you that in Aaron's and my wedding, if I had not shown up until midnight, there would have been no bride or bridesmaids waiting there for me. But in this day, it all hinged on when the groom came. And he came late, at night, in the dark. And the five foolish bridesmaids go to try and find some oil somewhere in the middle of the night. And they miss the groom's arrival. And if that isn't bad enough, when they do eventually find oil and show up at the wedding banquet, the door is closed and they are not let into the party. The kingdom of heaven is like that, you might ask. I suspect that we don't much like it when some people are included and others are not. At least we don't like this on the surface. And so this becomes more than a sticking point in this parable. But Jesus continues to tell us how the kingdom of heaven is actually unlike what we might expect. It's not always like what we think it should be like. The fact is, and Scripture is consistent in this, that we have a choosy God who is in this parable appearing to choose some and not others. And based on what? Based on oil? And who has oil? Now, we may be tempted here to turn this parable into a story about making ourselves ready. At least we could try to do that. If Christ is the groom and the church is the bride, or in this case, the bridesmaids, then we better have enough oil, right? Now I can see it already. If we took this really seriously, pretty soon the stores in Rochester would not only be out of toilet paper, but they would be out of lamp oil as well. We'd be so ready to store it up and get ready for the day. We need it, you see, in case Jesus is coming back. We are tempted to react this way if we take this parable seriously. Either that, or we begin to think that it is maybe just a little too difficult, and we can perhaps set it to the side and ignore it. But Jesus tells this parable for good reason. And there is good news here. The lamp oil is not something that you can actually go out and find or buy or produce or hoard. Not in this parable, anyway. Though that is our human impulse, this oil now is given to you in your baptism. And when you hear God's word, like right now, and when you receive the Lord's Supper, here is your oil. And you know what? It does not run out. Now you may forget that God's word is effective in giving you what you need. Or you may wonder why you are being forgiven your sins once again. But the oil of faith now is given to you completely apart from what you're doing. So what does it take to get into that wedding banquet of heaven? It takes faith. For we are saved by faith, which is bestowed unto you by God when you hear his word and receive his sacraments. And so if you are hearing this word, you are with the five wise bridesmaids. Praise God for this. And if you are still worried about the five who had no oil or no faith, then let us take Jesus' great commission seriously and go out and proclaim the gospel of Christ for all to hear and to baptize in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, sharing where others can get this same oil of faith that has been given to us. So while our self-righteous selves may get hung up in this parable with those who didn't make it, maybe even blaming God for being too choosy, And this blaming finally is our own sin. In fact, God is choosy. But this is finally a good thing. Because right now, he chooses you. Left to our own devices, we would all be looking for oil at the last minute, missing the groom. But God chooses you. And therefore, you are full of the oil of faith. And Jesus goes on to make an even bigger point, that the groom is coming back to take you to the wedding banquet. So watch, for you know neither the day nor the hour. And this is true. We say it in the Apostles' Creed like this: he will come again to judge the living and the dead. Or today we will say it in the Nicene Creed. We will say, he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Yet Jesus will come again to bring in the new kingdom, where, by the way, there will be no need for government or media or healthcare or staying in place at home. And you'll know all that you need to do, for there will be no sin, no sickness, and no death. It will be a great party, a dance party perhaps, and you'll know all the moves. On that day, we will see with our eyes what we hold dimly now in faith. So Jesus says, watch, be ready, for I am coming again. In the meantime, I say to you, be ready today. For Christ comes to you even now. Even as you sit at home, watching and hearing his word from afar, he comes to you not just to invite you, but he comes to claim you as his own. He comes to you now with his word and the Holy Spirit, not just requiring and demanding the oil of faith, but filling your lamps to overflowing, making you faithful. And you may feel like I did with my soccer teammates many years ago, a little awkward, even an unlikely guest at the banquet. But our choosy God now has you where he wants you, hearing his word, receiving his forgiveness, and getting ready to party in his glory. Amen. Let us sing together. Stand if you are able. We will sing Rejoice, Rejoice.